really since the war in Ukraine, even just before the war in Ukraine started, when the forces started amassing, Putin's forces around Ukraine, we started seeing everybody freaking out in the oil markets and gasoline markets and increasing the prices, and they were going up a lot. And the president took a number of steps that, unfortunately, in the energy world, when you take a step today, you don't see the results right away. It takes time for that to mature. So a few weeks ago, we were, I would say gasoline was averaging around $5. I think it peaked at around $5.05, and diesel even was significantly higher than that. And we saw all the prediction of the so-called experts and the banks and TV saying gasoline prices were going to go to $8 or $10, and diesel was going to go to $10, $11, $12. And instead, what we've seen is oil prices have come down from a peak of about $125, $122. Today, we're at about $95. So that's a significant reduction. In fact, it's the fastest gasoline prices have come down in over a decade. Diesel's coming down not as fast as gasoline, but it is coming down quite a bit. So we're very happy that gasoline is coming down and that the experts got it wrong. And we're going to keep taking steps to try to make sure gas prices come down. Because even though it's low, and let me just give a comparison. Today, the average price of gasoline in the country is about $4.40, so down about 60 cents. But that's skewed, because if you look at the most common gas price, gasoline price for Americans, it's below $4 already. And I think we can even see it go down further towards the $3.50 mark, which would be, of course, over a dollar less than what it was just a few weeks ago.